Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. We appreciate you being with us on a fine Tuesday. Send us your tweets, DA on CBS, or on the phone at 855-212-4CBS. A change of heart could be afoot in the Big Ten, where a little over a month ago, they decided not to play football this fall, that it was untenable. But now it feels we could be on the doorstep of them reversing that decision with another vote coming up early this week. Joining us here on the show is a two-time Super Bowl champion, a former Big Ten standout at the University of Illinois, a member of the Big Ten Network, Howard Griffith, joining us this morning on the show. Howard, good morning.
Good morning. How are you feeling today?
Doing good, buddy. I'm doing good, and I always appreciate your time. And so thanks so much for carving out some of it for us today. And so this feels like it's a different reality for the Big Ten. What do you think has changed in the administrators' minds to want to go back and revote?
Well, I think it's interesting, right? I don't know that we know that anything has really changed with the presidents and the chancellors. Obviously, there's a lot of speculation with the potential of a new vote coming, another vote coming. I think when you look around college football, you see the ACC plan. You see the SEC still moving toward playing games. You see the Big 12 plan. I think you start to hear about the testing that's now available. You're starting to get the feel that, I think maybe we ought to revisit this and maybe take another crack at it. It's interesting because, the way the schedule was set up, it was set up for just this. And when I say just this, I mean if the Big Ten needed to push some time back or move some games to get more information, the schedule allowed for it. So we'll just have to see, what the medical teams are going to present and continue to present to the presidents and chancellors and get an idea of what they're going to ultimately do. And hopefully that's get back to college with fall sports.
Do you think that the pressure or the criticism applied by the parents of the players of football, players of the Big Ten, had a role to play in potentially a revote?
I'm not so sure that the parents had a role. Obviously, they had a voice. Obviously, the players have a voice. The coaches have a voice. But I think if things do turn around and they revote and they decide to play, I think it's going to have more to do with what the medical evidence shows them. And I think let's also be clear, too. I think it's going to also have something to do with the economics of what's going on as well. So I think there are many things that are going to go into the decision that these presidents have to make. Obviously, we want to believe that they're going to be looking out for our young people. But I think there's a lot of pressures coming from a lot of different directions about why they may need to reconsider the vote that they had previously.
Howard Griffith joins us, Big Ten Network analyst. But just so our audience is clear, this potential revote this week, that wasn't previously scheduled, right? This was a decision made over the weekend that this was something they were going to revisit. They didn't have an original plan to revisit it, did they?
Yeah, I do not think they had an original plan at all. I think to revisit this, I think they had made a decision and that's where they were going to stay. But I think medical evidence and more research has come out and come to the forefront, and that you have to believe that that's what the impetus was for the meeting over the weekend and to continue to, looks like move forward to have a revote. The president's had an opportunity to be presented to, I believe, over the weekend. I'm sure they went back to their boards and their people at their institutions to have more discussions, and it looks like we're going to get a vote to see exactly what's going to happen moving forward.
Does it suggest that the Big Ten acted too quickly a month ago, that the SEC wasn't planning a plan until week four of the college football season anyway, that maybe a smarter tact would have just simply been, we're going to wait until that date and then see how that unfolds before we make a decision? Would that have been the smarter play?
Yeah, I think we can all Monday morning quarterback this. And I think as we sit here today, yes, that probably was the best decision. But, I wasn't in that meeting. I don't know what the evidence that was presented by the medical staff was, but it obviously had to be compelling for them to move in such a way that I guess if you believe it was an 11-3 vote not to play, that it had to be significant. So hopefully we start to find out exactly what happened, and hopefully there's more transparency with this next vote with the president. I mean, listen, Kevin Warren was put in a very difficult decision. Most people believe that it was Kevin Warren's decision alone. But I think they forget that the presidents are the ones and the chancellors are the ones that ultimately make the decision about what's going to happen with the season. And we have to get back to that.
Yeah, and I would have to imagine, as you kind of alluded to in your first answer, that watching other power conferences play and to this point have a successful start of the season has to reconfigure your expectations. Had the last 2 weeks been a disaster and the ACC tried to play and the Big 12 tried to play and there's a ton of positive tests and games are canceled and kids are pulled out of the locker rooms or whatever, there's no way the Big 10 revisits it. But this is all because simply the power conferences now have played two of the three and that they went off relatively successfully, right?
Yeah, I think they've had success. I don't know of any players who have tested positive after the games that actually played in the game. So you actually contracted it while you were playing. I don't know that there's any evidence right now that any players have done that. Listen, these schools are being as cautious as they can be. The players are trying to be as cautious as they can be when it comes to this, and they're doing the best job they can. But you have to believe, as they continue to move forward with this, there's a lot of questions about why are we not playing? And, that's what the young people wanted to do, and it's not just about football. Obviously, that's the big revenue sport that people are thinking about. But, fall sports in general has been wiped out, and the young people deserve an opportunity to go out and compete. And if there's more medical evidence out there to support that they can be kept safe, then it needs to be reconsidered and they need to try to move forward. And, I think that is ultimately going to be the plan and ultimately what happens.
Howard Griffith, Big Ten Network, joins us this morning here on the show. I've seen projections of the Big Ten potentially restarting if this green light happens with this vote this week in about a month from now or so. Would the Big Ten, do you think, try to synchronize their schedule so that it ends at the same time the other power conferences do, so that they would be involved in the college football playoff? Or would it be delayed, and so a full season's ending would be delayed as well until later in the winter?
No, I think you have to believe that they're going to do the best job they can to try to sync up and be able to, at least have an opportunity to participate in the football playoffs as long as football is able to continue to move forward. I think there are many plans that they're going to be looking at. You've heard anything between, people can be ready in 2 weeks. If you listen to Jim Harbaugh, you heard other coaches talk about we just need a month. I think it's going to be, somewhere in the middle, maybe 3 weeks to get their teams up and ready to go. But I also, you know, we have to be concerned about that as well, because, you know, some schools have not been able to continue to practice and keep, you know, keep their guys going. And so you worry about, you know, just the overall conditioning of the players as they move forward. But I tell you this, I think all the coaches and players would love the opportunity to be worried about, you know, what kind of shape they're in and whether they're going to be safe, because that means they've been given a green light to go out and play football. And listen, that's what these coaches and players, and this is what the fan base, even if they're not allowed to be at the games, that's what they want to be able to see. They want to see their teams go out and compete.
It's very early in terms of the returns, but as you said, we haven't had positive tests and haven't had games that have been forfeited, et cetera. Have you been surprised that the first few weeks of the college football season have gone quote unquote smoothly?
Yeah, I think you have to be surprised. You do. I mean, because, you know, if you're looking at, you know, what's going on and just the infection rates on the campuses, you've heard those numbers that are continuing to go up. For the ones that haven't been able to manage that situation properly, you've seen it. But what we've all known from the beginning, since this pandemic has started, is that you don't know what's going to happen from day to day. You truly don't know. And I think that's one of the reasons schedules were designed the way they were. Things can happen on a dime, and you have to be agile enough to be able to switch gears and be able to continue to stay nimble, and that's what needs to happen. But I am surprised that we haven't had any real, I think, major issues to this point. You've had some games postponed, but we haven't, you know, had anything that's been forfeited. And I think you have to give a lot of credit to the people who ultimately decided to set up the schedules the way they were, so that those games can be possibly made up later in the season.
Let's talk about the football. The Big 12 did not have a good weekend this past weekend. KU, K-State, and Iowa State all lose. Iowa State being a ranked team losing to the University of Louisiana, usually known as Lafayette, Louisiana Lafayette.
Yeah.
What do you think is the common theme there for the young upstarts, the underdogs, going to these places of Power 5 conference teams and winning?
You know, you don't have anything to lose, right? You're playing with house money. You've got an opportunity to go out and prove yourself. There are a lot of people on those teams that believe that they have the talent to be playing at a higher level than where they're playing right now. So there's always an edge that those teams are going to have when they have an opportunity to go and compete against the quote-unquote big boys. So you have to be dialed in. You have to be prepared. Sometimes I know as a player, when we would play schools that we didn't believe were on our level, we found ourselves in a dogfight. Right. And you never know. And then all of a sudden you can't correct the issues that are going on. They're playing really well and you're not playing well at all. And for whatever reason, and if you don't take care of business and you're not dialed in, you're going to lose that game. And I think this year, probably more than any, you're going to see games like that happen because of all the things, the external things that are going on, you know, around these football teams. You take a look at Oklahoma, who, you know, was really at a disadvantage, fortunately for them, who they were playing, but just the number of players that they had out, whether it was suspension, whether it was COVID testing positive or contact tracing, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, I think is going to continue. We're going to have to continue to keep an eye on as the college season continues to move forward.
Do you think also the factor that the stands aren't full, we've had either no fans or very limited fans in a lot of these games, that could even out the playing field for a road team or a small school going to a Power 5 conference road team?
Yeah, I think the home field advantage is, you know, for everyone, I think, may be gone, right? I can tell you, I was at the Notre Dame game this past weekend, and you literally could have pulled up to the game 5 minutes before it started, and you wouldn't have been in traffic. You could have found a parking space, anything. It was nothing going on. So, you know, there was really not a lot of enthusiasm that you're used to hearing and the noise. So I think that the home field advantage may not exist this year at any of the venues.
Howard Griffiths joins us this morning on the show. Two-time Super Bowl champion of the Denver Broncos, member of the Big Ten Network. Follow him on Twitter at Howard Griffith, because this week is a big week for the Big Ten. They could have a revote, and that we could see football being played this fall. So Check out Howard on Twitter for the latest and watch him on the Big Ten Network for the latest as well. Howard, it's always very much appreciated when you drop on by and spend time with us, man. Thanks so much for doing it today.
Hey, appreciate it anytime. Hopefully we can talk about some Big Ten football in the coming weeks.
No doubt. I think we will. Thanks, Howard.
All right, take care.
All right, buddy. Yeah, I think we will.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.